Check, check, 1, 2. Check, 2, 3, 4.
Jam, jam. Jamming on the one.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for?
Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now. With David Bassel.
Yeah.
Roger Scott.
Lance
and Justin Moore.
Yeah, boy.
Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Ba-ba-da.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Don't blow this force, Gene!
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on Monday. You move it, move it, move it, let's go!
Hit that gong on that, move it, move it, move, move, move!
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day! We're going to be here all day, baby! That's I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's a tomorrow.
Hey,
Chuck.
Flying over to the Golden State.
I don't know who you are.
He's a promo guy.
I don't know what I do with you. Tell me what you do. No, I don't know what to do.
And let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles.
Good job, Todd.
I'm the Doobie Brothers.
No, he's the Doobie Brothers. Arkansas paper. Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Well, the Razorbacks play this week, and my song comes out today, Randy. You figure it out.
Yakshimash.
Yakshimash.
Dobre.
Dobre.
All
right. Working on a T-bone steak.
I like how to find over to the Golden State.
Chick, chick.
Rock and roll has got to go.
Los Angeles.
Football season officially underway this week. The Hogs play
at home
on the hill.
On home.
Na, 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 na.
North Alabama is the team. I don't know the mascot and I don't care. Cause the season begins this year. Way up there.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is almost 6:11. A little early on the clock today. I love it, though. I want to be ahead of the game today. Morning, Roger. How are you?
Morning, David. I'm finding yourself.
I'm doing wonderful. Good. Filling in for Christian Weaver all this week, the one and only TP, Toddy Pierce. Good morning, Todd Pierce.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hardest working man in newspaper and radio combined. This is a busy week. We welcome back all of our friends, our football friends, including Tamar Bruce James and Walt Coleman and Caden Kettler, the center for the Razorbacks who we had last year, and Mark May and Darren McFadden, Dan Hampton, John Daly, and more. And so all that gets underway today. Of course, we'll have Chris Kane brought to you by Trader Bills, and we'll have Bill Vickery brought to you by Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. Roger Smart and the gang over there. We've got Graffiti brought to you by Fish Brokers coming up. Pat Bradley in the 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter. Yeah, Roger, we finally made it. It was a good weekend of a little bit of football.
Yeah.
The big story of the weekend in the state of Arkansas, it's not even close, is Benton finally, after 20 years, beats Bryant.
Your bell's behind you.
Yes, thank you, my friend.
Yes.
Beats Bryant. They were down, I think, 28. Is that right? 28?
Yes.
28
yes.
points. You know, Bryant probably just, you know, didn't keep.
What do you think?
What do you do? Yeah.
Which one happens? One of the two or both, right?
What is a mercy rule, Todd? What is a mercy rule? How much is a mercy rule?
35.
So they were one touchdown away from the mercy rule, which makes the clock run.
Even more. I didn't even think about it that
if
way.
If you missed it was the Philly special. They score on the last play of the game, go for two, which I love it. Great call by Brad Harris.
Yep.
Barely get it. The Bryant guy comes up, makes a great play, forces the whoever it was, the running back, to come back and throw it to the quarterback, and barely got it off in time. Mm-hmm. But, man, 20 years in the making, finally Benton beats Bryant. Yeah. And
all I can think of is Steve Young, after winning the Super Bowl, and he goes over there and pulls that monkey off his back. You remember that? That's what it looked like to me. I mean, they have been, and it's not a fluke, because they have been so close for so many years, as a season wide anyway.
Now the NFL does not start till next week officially. It's Wednesday night. It's a Super Bowl rematch, New England and Seattle. But big news yesterday, though, Aaron Donald comes out of retirement. Only was retired 2 years, but it looks like he's probably in the same condition or maybe better than he was when he left. So
1 year contract.
Yeah, he adds to that already. They got the Myles Garrett. You know, obviously he was a defensive player of the year too. You never had two defensive players of the year on the same defense, and they got them both on the defensive line. They're older. Still, that's going to be impressive.
He's also still young, though. You know,
still young.
So what does that say? Listen, I kind of look at it like employees that are out there in the real world out there working, where you see a lot of older people that are still working and still have jobs, and people may seek them out because obviously they have a work ethic and they want to keep on going. Does that say something about the youth that's out there, or do they just need the familiarity with the Rams?
I don't know. You know, when you're that good of shape, I don't know. It's just a
college Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's NFL. You know, now they have to push his balloting back.
Yeah, he's going to be next year. Yeah,
yeah. So that's a big story. Yeah. And so of course again that starts next week. The other one, Taylen Green, makes the roster for Cleveland.
How about that?
Because they put Dylan Gabriel. They put him on IR. So he makes the team. He makes a 53-man cut. Well,
that's it. He makes a team. Our Native American cowboy does
he
not.
He did not.
Yeah,
so disappointing. Hope he gets picked up somewhere.
Yeah, should have kept him.
We were brotherhood for a moment.
Absolutely.
We were brothers.
Got to bring him back. Yeah, I don't know why you. But yes. Well, again, it's not going to cost you.
Hiring for PR.
$1 trillion. Absolutely.
Hiring for PR. Like, remember what they used to do for Jim Thorpe? They would put him out there at the casino.
Yes.
He would greet people.
Regalia.
Yeah, I know. It's just regalia. So embarrassing.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't mean to do that to this guy.
No.
I mean, just, but you know.
The other story, Roger, is that today begins your song of the week.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to play it every half hour, so we'll start here. Are you 609ers?
Well, here's the deal. You say we're going to play it every half hour. You haven't heard it yet, so it may not be. You may not want it every half hour.
Don't tell me I will always love you.
Thank you to Dr. Jimmy Tucker at Ortho Arkansas for once again finding the money somehow. You're not even going to know it, folks, when you go and get your care at Ortho Arkansas. You're not going to be lacking in one thing. The only thing that's not even noticeable is there's one less parking space in the parking lot. That's it. Nobody's going to know that.
So you 609ers, before we get to the 6:30 break, we'll play it just before we go to break here, and then we'll do it like every half hour. You had a song in the, what you say, in the can.
I had several.
You pivoted. Were you in a hint while you pivoted?
Because of Dolly Passon.
Okay, so that's your hint there.
Because of Dolly Passon. Yeah, yeah. I thought you said it was I Will Always Love You.
Oh, I sure did. I spoiled it anyway.
That's okay. Well, I had a Gatlin Brothers I got the Gatlin Brothers song, All the Gold in California, done. I've got an old Travis Tritt one. It's a great day to be alive. Thinking about positive things, yes, and up and down, yes, this and that, and those are all.
Well, there's some really, very positive Dolly songs out there.
Well, there's iconic Dolly songs as well. So, and that's the route I went. It was like I pulled into the parking lot yesterday afternoon, I go, wow, here we are again doing this on Sundays, yeah, after church, even though I didn't go to church yesterday because we had every one of our children and grandchildren in town over the weekend after I came back from Fayetteville. Or P Ridge, actually, to watch my grandson Beckett play ball. And I saw your mother over at Alley Oops.
Yeah,
shout out to Alley Oops and Terrell, a family friend who opened up, yeah, his place for Meredith's baby shower.
A couple things, Roger. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. I see somebody from the 501 said it's showing to be 100 degrees at the kickoff in Fayetteville. Mm. By the way, UAPB wins at War Memorial. That was nice to see. We mentioned, yes, UCA won last week. And I think, Todd, that's the only Arkansas Baptist lost. Those are the only three colleges that played
last correct
week. Okay, good. Got that right.
UCA, UAPB, and Arkansas Baptist.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, so nice, yeah, win. First time, that's, yeah, the first win for both UCA to start the season since in like 6 years. And then I think same thing for UAPB, if I'm not mistaken.
Isn't that game going to be at 3:30?
Yeah.
So it's going to,
yeah,
be 100 degrees,
yeah,
at 3:30?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was, wow. Well, yeah, first of all, at Boudreaux's, it'll be under 100 inside when we watch the game.
Do you want to thank everybody who does send us text? There's Marty saying, good morning, Los Angeles. Move it, move it, move it.
Wow.
Let's see. Strength and honor. That's
strength,
Ron,
and honor.
Let's see. Some said Benton not only beat Bryant, they had to beat the refs, too. I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but they somebody says instead of
chances are that's a Bryant fan.
Yeah, it sure is. For, okay, instead of 9 to 5, working 6 to 10.
Maybe,
I like that for
or
us.
Or it could be. Could
someone
be.
Says bring back graffiti with both Baz and Roger. We got graffiti today, 8:30. So we will do that. And Emmitt Smith is sold out. There is not a ticket anywhere. It's standing room only. I mean, I don't even know how we're going to get the people we have in there, but it is going to be. I mean, it is literally as packed as that room can get to where people.
I may have to watch it on TV. I have graciously given up my seat.
Oh, you can stand in the back.
Well, now, listen, I want
to. You got to see Emmett. You got to see
Emmett. Well,
you got to get a picture.
He's
going to see your hair.
No.
You got to see Emmett. Can I tell you, after, you know, Troy Aikman, in my research, you know, over the weekend, Troy Aikman said it. He said, other than Roger Staubach,
mm-hmm,
he said he feels like Emmett is the most popular popular Dallas Cowboy of all time.
Wow.
And you can, after watching all this and listening and reading, you can make that argument because of what he achieved, and he's very popular. He is a likable guy. Because who do you say is the other? It's either Aikman, or is it? You know, we've
see, for me,
Roger.
I'm not going to argue that, and only because I'll take Troy's word for it. I mean, as far as most popular, I'm too old. I'm too old to go, even though that. But I do know.
Well, even Troy said Roger first. He goes,
oh, I got no. There's no doubt Roger is there until time passes and everybody's dead.
Yeah,
Roger is still there, but
it makes sense. I mean, what he achieved, he was with the Cowboys.
What is it? 35-year-olds. I know some 35-year-olds that think Emmitt is nothing but the shiznit.
Well, so RJ Hawk is listening and said Emmitt is the GOAT.
Okay, so I'll take RJ's word for it. I know
the only way you would go, right, is Aikman, right? That's the only way you would go if you didn't go, well, would you
sure,
go
sure, because Roger? Of the quarterback and offense.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, Roger.
Irvin probably not so much.
Yeah, and then Tony Dorsett, again, very popular if you're over the age of 50.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll take RJ. Like I said, Zach and Andrew up in Fayetteville yesterday, P Ridge over the weekend and all that. Big Emmitt fans. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, he wins the Dancing with the Stars deal. And, you know,
I remember him leaving, having to leave the Cowboys.
Yeah, for 2 years to Arizona. But, you know, that was when it was only the third season of Dancing with the Stars, and the numbers back then were still massive.
That's true.
Jerry Rice had gotten second the year before. Again, this was only the third time it had been done. The numbers were like 27 million viewers. So, again, that adds to his legacy just because he does that from a pop culture standpoint. 661-1037 is the number. Somebody said three words, Scotty freaking Scheffler. Yes, he wins again yesterday and then wins the FedEx Cup, whatever you call it, which is worth about a gazillion dollars. But it's his 22nd victory on the PGA Tour in a 5-year run. I mean, it is really remarkable that he's won that many tournaments. Shot a 64 yesterday and won the PGA Tour Championship. And so, again, he's the best golfer in the world, shows it. And 22 wins already at his age is pretty darn impressive. How about, and then Razorback Volleyball? Wow. We're 3-0. Remember, we had not won one game, I think, for the last 20 games. So, you know, Scotty Thurman's daughter's still playing for them. And then soccer finally gets back on the winning side. They beat UALR 9-0. That was almost like a baseball score. So tough tough day for the Trojans. That's up in Fayetteville. So also interesting, Roger, Coach Silverfield, you see that in the paper today.
Yeah.
About, I didn't realize it either, that North Alabama, who we're going to play Saturday, has 8 Memphis players
right.
who know the systems of, of Ryan Silverfield. He even admitted, you know, they know snap count, they know those kind of things.
Absolutely.
So anyway, he said, well, I'm going to have to change it, which seems a little odd at this point. This is, you know.
You know, because of the portal and all that, I got to wondering, you know, why those guys did not. What happened to them? Why didn't they make the Arkansas?
Why didn't they go? I don't think they were. I don't think they were good enough. I don't think because they signed with North Alabama.
That's what you first jumped.
That's an FCS
at.
Team. So I know, nothing against I know. That.
No, nothing, yeah. nothing against it at all. But then you look at it and you go, but they know his system, and who knows if he wanted to jump? I don't know. I'm just wondering. Same thing. I always think when somebody you know was recruited by Alabama or USC or whatever, it's only because I have issues that I go, well, why would you want to come to Arkansas?
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. For the 501, somebody said, instead of 9-5, talking 6-10, now I'm on a mama, mama.
As in Roger, then Justin, and Chris. I don't know.
All right.
I did do a 9-5 parody for a Razorback song a few years ago.
And did you see where Djokovic is out in the U.S. Open? Yeah. Wow. First round. Holy cow. He's been around them forever, so that's not surprising.
First time since, like, 2003 that Djokovic, Federer, and Rafael Nadal are not in the second round of a major.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Did you see, I watched North Carolina TCU.
Yeah.
North Carolina, neither one of them looked real impressive. You know, North Carolina's defense, obviously.
It's just an ugly score.
It was.
You go, what is that?
11,
I don't know what I was expecting.
11 penalties and a bad snap for TCU costing the game. Then you had...
maybe it was water.
I had PTSD, Roger, because I always, the last 2-3 years when I was doing the picks for Oakland, would roll with USC, the Trojans, out on the West Coast.
Sure.
With them covering whatever the spread was. Sure enough, they were a 32-point favorite. They went like 42-20. They give up 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and they don't cover. They win easily against San Jose State. The other one, I tell you, looked impressive. Wow. Virginia coming off an 11-win season last year. You know, their coach was a Brewers Award winner, so I followed that one. But, boy, but North Carolina State, man, I don't know if it was Virginia looked that good or North Carolina State was that poor. Stanford ended up winning, I think, late as well. And then Memphis barely beats UNLV at Vegas. And did you see what Dan Mullen said, the coach?
I did not.
He just made a comment. It's like, man, don't even bring that up today. He goes, you know, we got to, you know, our fans got to work on knowing the right time to cheer. He said, we don't need cheering during offense. You know, it's almost like, hey, coach, you know, today's not the day. You lost the game. I don't know. If you want to bring that up today, like, okay, that we could have been more efficient if the fans weren't yelling. All right,
he said, a lot of things, and then you get down to that.
Yes.
Right there. Yeah. That's you know, I had somebody hit me up about trivia a couple of weeks ago. They sent me a letter saying, hey, everything's cool. There was an issue going on. Blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, they go, look, we don't even know if we're coming back anymore. It's not even fun. And I'm sitting there going, why didn't you put the ugly part at the very beginning of your note? That way, I wouldn't have wasted time reading everything.
Yes.
You got out what you wanted. Come on, coach.
Over at Daytona Beach, Ryan Preece, our man Steve Qualls would know this, won the NASCAR Cup Series regular season finale at Daytona. So he earns a playoff spot. So the playoffs are set in the NASCAR Chase Field. So there you go. Steve will talk to us about that on Friday. All right. For you 609ers, we're going to play Roger's first song of this year, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Obviously, there's a connection to Dolly.
Well, it is. It just is.
Well, it's good. I like it.
Simply because of that. You want to hear it now?
Let's do it.
Thank you to Ortho Arkansas. Thank you to Jimmy Tucker.
So much anticipation. This is officially kicking off our season. You've been doing this for 15, 17 years.
I know.
Here we go.
Listen, I think about it for months and months and months.
12.
And then coming back from Pete Ridge, I said, Zach, I'm going to need you to drive. I got to do something. Sing it if you know it.
Oh, yes. I like it already.
There's a video.
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Shout it out, it's football time, Hawk fan. So good.
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Please don't break my heart, you know you can. Your schedule's something else to bear. Texas, LSU's on there. The Utah Utes game will be oh so big. Georgia's gonna do their thing. Will we hear all the boo birds sing? I hope it doesn't come to that whooping. Tennessee, Tulsa, A&M. Can we get any one of them? Maybe slap Missouri around, you dig.
You dig.
Gotta rhyme.
Silverfield cannot get no sleep. There's nothing he can do to keep from crying when they call it out. Woo pig.
Bring it home. Here we go. Come on.
Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Shout it out. It's football time, Hawk fans. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Please don't break my heart. You know you can.
All right.
There you go.
Outstanding. Astounding.
Astounding.
I love it. I love the Dolly connection.
Throw it out there. Big fan. Big
very
fan.
Very positive.
I think it's positive.
Ron
it's
says Grammy. Well, Grammy right off the bat.
Ron just needs to break him in half.
Here's a woo pig. Someone says we also need to play That's Why We Cheer.
Well, I agree. We could do that as well.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do that all throughout the show today. Roger started us off on a good note. It's full-time football season. Everybody gets cranked up this week. Glad you're with us. Don't go away.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Travelers tied a single-game franchise record with 6 home runs on Sunday and a 9-8 victory over the Wichita Wind Surge. Josh Hood, Jared Sundstrom, and Charlie Pagliarini had 2 home runs each for the Travs, who won their 5th consecutive game. Jake Rucker had 2 home runs of his own for the Wind Surge, who trailed by 4 runs at 2 different points in the game, but used 3 home runs as part of a 4-run 7th inning to take an 8-6 lead. Sundstrom hit a solo home run in the 8th before a 2-run home run from Pagliarini in the 9th proved to be the game winner. The Travs are off today. They'll start their final homestand of the season against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals tomorrow night. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Don't miss the Arc Care of Arkansas High School Scoreboard Show with Randy Rainwater, Kevin Bohannon, and Barry Grooms every Friday night at 10, only on 103.7 The Buzz.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot, humid day here in Central Arkansas with a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. Little Rock actually reaching a high of 98 with a mostly sunny sky. Tonight, clear, stays kind of warm with a low of 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 99 the high with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Where there's Razorback football, there's the first fifth quarter postgame show. Join Randy Rainwater, Marcus Elliott, and Trey Schapp on location Saturday at Walk-Ons in Fayetteville. Listen in as they interview players and coaches and discuss each week's outcome. Get inside the huddle and the locker room with 103.7 The Buzz, bringing you all the information you want to know. It's the fifth quarter postgame show from Walk-Ons in Fayetteville, only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Listen up, Buzz listeners. Here's a message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office. The last holiday weekend of the summer is coming up, so what do you have planned for Labor Day? A pool party? Backyard barbecue? Maybe a trip to the lake? The Labor Day weekend has become a traditional time for family and friends to get together for fun. Sadly, the holiday has also become one of the deadliest times, with drunk drivers endangering themselves and others. It's illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. And if you do, the consequences are severe. You'll lose your license and go to jail. You'll pay court costs, attorney fees, and fines that could cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. You'll be restricted to driving with an ignition interlock. That means you have to blow into a device that detects alcohol in your system before your car will even start. And you have to pay for that. Sounds like a real blast, doesn't it? Hey, enjoy the holiday weekend, but think before you drink. Drive sober or get pulled over. A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Injured?
Talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater Holds and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Now through September 26th at Honda of Russellville. Come in and register to win a brand new 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Tracks 4-Man 4x4. Long travel suspension built to tackle every job and every trail. Find out more at HondaOfRussellville.com.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Todd, if you can, will you bring me some of that Lysol in here? Because it's getting funky in this studio.
Oh, man. Get down on it. That's why people were doing that song that Roger wrote a minute ago. They were getting down on it. Somebody says, damn, Roger, you got me ready to suit up and play.
Come on.
How about that? That was a good one.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Someone says it's almost like the song wrote itself.
Shut up.
good morning from Redbone.
I said that with love.
Let's see here. Now you have cancer. Oh, South Carolina State beat Savannah State 87-0, 52-0 at halftime. I did not see that. So glad you're with us on official football week. Chris Kane joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, hey, guys. Yeah, it's good day to get it started.
Yeah, football time this week. Yes. You are part of our leadership team. You and RJ of the Touchdown Club.
Today.
Yeah, RJ is going to go with the guys from Simmons to get Emmett today. He's on cloud nine.
This was, just for all those who don't know behind the scenes, this was, I think, the first time RJ looked at Baz and goes, I'm going. Like there was determination, and you know the boy well, Raj. I mean, you know when he looked at Baz and directly said, "I'm going."
No, that's the first thing he said.
Oh, I'm excited for him.
That's the first thing he said. He didn't say good get.
No,
didn't
say anything.
He just said, "No, I'm going to listen. I'm going to be with him. I'm going." So I said, "All right." But I do want to thank Chris White
and Simmons
Bank for helping get this done. Can't pull this off without it. This is actually Emmett Smith's fourth time. To Arkansas. He was he spoke at the All-Arkansas Preps Banquet. I emceed that, but Keith Jackson interviewed him. Then he was at the World Shortest Parade. Roger, you saw that. You were part of that event. Had a great response. People just, I mean, amazing. You see the star power of Emmett. And then he also was at the, he spoke down to SAU, Magnolia down
then
there.
Then it was that All-Preps thing that I saw him and got a pic with him back then.
Yeah, he's a busy dude, very successful. You know, going, doing all the research, watching videos, you know, seeing the interviews, really, boy, it took me back. Because he's from my neck of the woods. He's from Pensacola, Escambia. So, sort of had a career like me in high school. Went to a team called Escambia that had never won, had never had a winning season until he got there as a ninth grader. And then the next 4 years, he obviously won two state championships. And he becomes, at that time, the second leading rusher in the history of high school football. Almost 9,000 yards.
So did he win a title at Florida?
He did not. He did not. Okay. But he sort of launched them. His class, Galen Hall, was the same guy who coached against us in the 82 Blue Bonnet Bowl when we played Florida. He was his coach. Not many people know that name, but he left early. Why did he leave early? Why did he leave as a junior?
Why did he declare?
There's a reason he declared as a junior.
Spurrier was hired.
Spurrier was coming in,
and which
was a wise move.
Yeah.
Which was a wise move.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the Cowboys were not going to draft him. That's not who they had spotted. They had eyed James Francis, big defensive end from Baylor. But somebody got him, and so Jimmy Johnson said, okay, let's get the best running back so that we're going to trade up and get the
They settled for Emmett.
Yeah. Ended up working out okay.
That. Worked out all right for both of them.
Someone says, can you please tell our friend Stephen Bright happy birthday? Wow, Stephen Bright. I didn't have that on my notes
birthday.
Today. Happy birthday, SB.
Stephen, yeah.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be part of the show. Let's see here. I heard Washington is picking up Native American player Cowboys. Drop so they can bring back the Redskins' name. Now that would really be cool.
I think it would be
the Redskins.
If it would be okay, then people would understand. It's not to be offensive, but it just, why not? I mean, why not? Why won't you hire a Native American? Well, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Now, you guys started off last week. We said there were three colleges at play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
UCA, actually, yeah, that's right. UCA, UAPB, and both of you guys won, and then Arkansas Baptist did not. But, yeah, that's a nice start. But you guys had not won your opening game, I think, either
since
on the road or... Is that a home?
Well, you got to remember, too, some of our home openers, Missouri, Ole
Miss.
That's right.
Tough game.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah. they were...
Still a
they
great
were
win. Games, still a great win because you guys beat the preseason pick to win the conference.
Absolutely. No, this was a statement win for the Bears. And look, you guys, if you watched the game, you saw a young man from Conway who came back home. He went to Central Missouri, quarterback Donovan Amalo. And remember, a few weeks ago, you said, hey, is that quarterback situation been settled? I said, oh, yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah,
and you saw why.
Yeah, he obviously looked really impressive.
Yeah, he's the first player that we found in recorded history for the Bears with over 200 passing yards and over 100 rushing yards in the same game.
Wow.
So he had a great start.
Who does UCA play this week?
This week we're at home against, get this, speaking of you and Emmett, University of West Florida.
Okay.
So West Florida is moving up. They're now a conference opponent for the Bears at the UAC. And so they are coming up here. They won last week. They surprised Southern Illinois. They beat the Salukis, who are a ranked team from one of the best FCS conferences in the country, the Missouri Valley. And so they beat them at home. So they also surprised the college football world, the FCS level, with that win. So now it went from a game where it's like, okay, they're moving up from Division II now to, hey, this is not going to be a pushover, guys. Got to make sure we're ready for this one.
And then I saw one where an NAIA school beat a FCS school.
Beat Northwestern State.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I mean,
some Texas Christian or something like that. Yeah. They beat them.
Yeah, that is
at Northwestern State. Yeah. So that program has fallen on some really hard times down there.
Yeah, that's but it is a football time full tilt. Other than
Hear that.
Other than NFL.
Like
what'd you think of the song, Chris?
I started bowing to Roger as I walked down the hallway because we're all witnesses and we are not worthy.
You said you're just going to be stuck in your head today.
When I'm vacuuming around the house or doing dishes, just like the meandering, the monotonous things around the house, I'm going to be going,
absolutely.
It's an earworm. It's going to get. That's it.
Well, it replaces your big red
stores. Yes. Which by the way, I still
you have to.
I got a soft spot in the heart for the big red stores everywhere.
What is the line? Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig.
Shout it out! It's football time, hog fan.
Okay. Very nice. Let's bring in Chris officially there.
All right, here we go. Woo pig.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock and get out on the water.
Someone says, who has a bigger season, Benton beating Bryant in the Salt Bowl or if the Hogs win five games?
Ooh. I don't know.
Who has a bigger season?
Yeah, I don't know. Course,
yeah.
Someone could have a bigger win.
I mean, is there a season now? I don't think it is. If you're Brad Harris, you're like, well, that's one win. It's not even a conference win. Yeah. It's just something that's, you know, I gave a speech, Roger, to the Benton Bryant teams the other day, or representatives there at the Salt Bowl luncheon, and I gave the story. I said, did you know my favorite football win of my entire career was not beating number one Texas 42-11, which not many people get to beat a number one college team. It was beating the Choctahatchee Indians in my senior year over in Fort Walton Beach. They were the kings, and we knew that we were never going to accomplish. We would never, you know, we weren't the guys until we beat them. They were the studs. They had the biggest dudes. They had 10,000 fans. They would scream like crazy. They had this cheer, and we beat them like 15-13, and we stood around the center, took some of the grass off the field, and it changed the projection of our program forever. That's my favorite win. So for Benton Bryant, I was just saying – You know, these are the games that you can remember now. I guarantee you those Benton guys will never forget that game. What a gutsy comeback. They're down by 28.
Oh, no, this it's not just the win. It's how they won.
Yeah, I didn't know.
42-14, I guess, how much
time was left?
It
was,
or at the end of the third quarter.
42-14?
Yeah, so.
It was over with if you were watching that game. That'd be probably a lot of people left.
It was a 28-point deficit they erased in the final.
And I love the fact they knew they were going to go for two if they tied it, and they did the Philly special. And the Bryant defensive end almost made the play, came up and forced the receiver who threw the pass to the quarterback, had to barely get it away. So, those guys will remember that one forever. Other, Roger, you mentioned, I remember seeing a Sheridan. It looked like Sheridan scored 70.
I didn't see that. I couldn't find that one.
Against Whitehall.
And I didn't see it. Roger said PA got beat. Hanley, did you see that score?
If I wrote it down.
I know Conway won big.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. And it said it looked like the team 63-13. Is that correct? Was there a team named Melissa?
Is it Melissa?
That's what it looked like to me.
And they beat PA.
I'm looking
63.
At this thing. And
of course, Anthony Lucas is at Fayetteville. You were asking about.
I couldn't see Fayetteville, but I couldn't see the Sheridan game either. So I don't know if I'm looking at the right stuff or not. I thought I was because I got the Bryant score, the Benton score. I got the Hot Springs, my Hot Springs Trojans going down bigly. 46-13 to Greenbrier.
Trey Shapp says, I heard the stringer for the Democrat Gazette left the softball thinking it was over. I would have too. If it was 42-12,
like in the fourth quarter.
Todd, what's the rule on that as the journalist that you are working for the Democrat Gazette? If you're writing a line, I mean, do you usually stay through the whole game or do you go ahead and just get out of there when it's that score?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that you work for the Democrat Gazette. Someone said that Trey said the stringer for the Democrat Gazette left the softball thinking it was over. I said I probably would have left too if it was 42-14 in the second half. What's the rule? Do you normally stay through the whole game, or do you win the score?
Never mind. I have no idea.
Just completely.
Do the curveball.
Well, I mean, you mentioned it earlier. They're a touchdown away from
the mercy rule.
So that would have made a guy go, hey, you know, it's probably going to be a good deal. But you know what? To get back. Get back to the office first didn't work.
A couple of birthdays we'll get to later today, Roger. I saw that G.D. Spradlin having a birthday today. Not many people know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great, hateable character. He was in The Godfather. He was in what's the movie that I love the most, Roger, that he's in? I'll stick that
One-on-one.
Robbie Benson?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
oh, my gosh. He's the mean coach, and Robbie Benson gets him at the end.
I almost get a couple of guys mixed up. So he's that guy. He was also,
North Dallas 40.
Exactly. He played coach in that one.
Godfather Part 2.
He was a senator.
He was. He was a senator that shook down.
That's exactly right.
Michael Corleone.
I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you what you're going to do
give
for me.
Give me an answer now, Senator.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the most intense scenes.
It's great. And then you got him later. But I always get him confused every now and then with the dude that played, who was the actual military guy in Full Metal Jacket. I get, the guy that plays the sergeant there.
Yes.
He also played the preacher, I think, that hung himself in Mississippi Burning or whatever.
Okay. Not GD. Okay,
a different guy.
A couple other ones real quick, too. Richard Gere, and I'm going to go to Chris on this. What did Richard Gere do?
Uh-oh.
And, of course, Officer and a Gentleman, Pretty Woman, and then Looking for Mr. Goodbar. But I was going to say, American Gigolo. What did he do in American Gigolo that was really a first for mainstream movies?
Well, I haven't seen the movie.
I don't expect
you. I thought you're too young.
So I'm sitting here trying to figure out, did he show something a little too much?
He showed something.
Did he show
all right.
the other main actors
that's
historically
right.
had not done?
Yes, okay. That's
right.
Good. Yeah,
thank you.
I didn't know what he was. I thought he was going to go personal.
He showed frontal nudity.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
This is
the high school you beat.
Yeah, that was a.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal at that point. Like, whoa!
Was it a big deal?
I don't know if it was big or not, but it was a big deal. So, like, well, okay, Richard.
Well, I'm not Googling it. I don't need that.
So we'll come back and hear Roger's song, Song of the Week, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. We'll do that each half hour to get this week started off. Tomorrow, Bruce James is back. Darren McFadden will be on Tuesdays now, Roger. Going to move John Daly to Thursdays and move some things around.
Walt Coleman's coming back. I mean, I know he has missed us.
You make the call.
You make the call. Right. Glad you're with us. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Judd Deere, who's on the Board of Trustees, said, you know, the last time Benton beat... He's on the Board of Trustees right now. Think about this. Last time Benton beat Bryan in the Salt Bowl, I was a senior at Benton. That's how long it's been.
George Bush president at that time?
Yeah. Wow.
We'd have to go back and look. 27 years. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Lord have mercy. All right, don't go away. 645.
The other children always laughed at me. Give her a feather, she's a Cherokee. Half-breed, that's all I ever heard.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
It's the end of season blowout sale going on now through Saturday at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville. Save up to 75% off storewide on select chemicals and seasonal items, plus 50% off in-stock Pollywood furniture along with pool toys and floats. Big Green Eggs and Ledge Lounger furniture reduced and ready to sell. Special pricing on Caldera hot tubs and VeetBot automatic pool cleaners. Luxury Pool and Spa end of season blowout sale. Save up to 75% off store wide now through Saturday. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Hey folks, it's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline Chargers, up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agent Todd Matthews in Benton for agents Bo Beavis or Lawrence Forrester in Cabot today.
Each week this football season, treat your ears to the vocal stylings of Roger Scott and his Razorback Song of the Week. Brought to you by Dr. Jimmy Tucker with Ortho Arkansas. A brand new song every week. And some of them are funny. It's Roger's Razorback Song of the Week from Dr. Jimmy Tucker with Ortho Arkansas. Ortho for all.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Oh, yeah. The rock and roll right there. Rock me like a hurricane. Scorpion. Nah, nah, nah. All right, 6:50 on this Football Monday. Cade Keller, also Roger, I failed to mention as I was going down the list. You know, we had him last year. He's the starting center. He knows this, you know, he knows this program better than anybody. He was there last year under Sam. Now he's gotten to know a new program. And I think, you know, he was good last year. So we're fortunate to have him, really sharp, high IQ football kind of guy. 661-1037. If you want to be a part of the show, Chris Kane is here with us, brought to you by Trader Bills.
Good morning.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. A couple messages here. Let's see here. Arlie Emery was the drill sergeant, Full Metal Jacket.
That's what I'm talking about. Arlie, He was a tough guy like G.D.'s Bradley and whatever it is. Same kind of mannerism and all that. But he was also in Mississippi Burning, remember?
Okay,
when they had him hanging in his basement, and they come down and go, I can't believe he did that. He wasn't even on our list. Yeah. You'd know him. He was a sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
I know. Well, if I see him. Of course, you know, that guy, G.D. Spradlin, is such a hateable character. Oh, my. He didn't even have to do anything. Just like just
name something he's not hateable.
I know. Someone said, do you think Houston Nutt and Malzahn are on good terms, and will they ever celebrate the 2016? That's a good question. I don't know. You know, we got Malzahn coming next week. I don't think they'll ever publicly say we're not on good terms.
No, I don't either.
But I don't know if they are buds. I wouldn't think they are.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you don't expect that after what happened.
I will, of course, bring up, you know, that 2016. You can't bring in Gus Malzahn and not talk about that year. But Gus will always take the high road for the most part.
Yeah.
He does it. It's going to be a shocker.
He's formally retired now, correct?
Correct. This will be his first speech where he's really given... You know, after he's retired as a head coach, assistant coach, all those kind of things. Someone said Richard Gere also starred in First Night with Sean Connery and played the jealous, murderous husband of Diane Lane in Unfaithful. Unfaithful was a good movie. Here's one that says Bryant put in the third string. Benton came back, but the momentum was too great for Bryant's first string after they were put back in to stop.
Oh, wow.
That's a great point.
Oh.
You know, probably, you know, if again, this is not a season killer for Bryant. I mean, Bryant can still go and accomplish all their goals.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I wonder if Quad's thinking, you know, it goes, you say, finish them! You know, as Roger always plays, the little video game is that...
Finish him!
Mortal Kombat.
Is that you're up 28. Okay, here's the deal. I said that I remember beating Choctahatchee. For those Bryant players will never forget that game. I don't care what they do as a career, as a family man.
Especially the seniors.
Yeah, no question. The seniors that you were the first class to lose to Bryant. I mean, Benton in 20 years. So, yeah, that's tough. Someone says Arlie Emery was the sergeant platoon. Yeah, well, I think we mentioned that already, didn't we, Rog?
Yeah. Here's the platoon. I said Full Metal Jacket.
Here it is. Roger, you were right.
What?
According to this listener, the Melissa Cardinals.
Okay.
63-21. Let's see where Melissa is, Chris. Can you see?
Well, when you look at that, I mean, obviously, their song that they play is Sweet Melissa.
Melissa.
So they're from Texas.
Okay. Must be pretty good.
They are from Melissa, Texas, actually. So it's the name of the town.
Hey, and if anybody's got the call, the play-by-play call on the two-point conversion, I heard it last night on Channel 7. I think Jack Allen played it, but we can't find it online. Somebody send that to 661-1037 if you don't mind. Roger, let's play your song.
All right.
It's climbing the charts already, radio stations across Arkansas.
It's a two-minute song, but I had to...
Yeah, it's an extended version.
Well, it's an extended version only because I had to get to the hook again. The hook's at the front, and you got to get it again at the end, so I wanted to do that. And that's just... showing you how the sausage is made.
A little wraparound?
A little wraparound. You've got to get the hook once again.
A lot of hook.
Yeah. There's video of the studio production that I didn't know even was there. I don't know. I'll ask you. It's me sitting at the desk recording the song. I don't know who was in there doing it. It's on the dark web. It's where I found it.
All right, here we go. The newest song from Roger Scott, kicking off the 2026 season, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas.
Sing it if you know.
Tribute to Dolly, by the way, if you didn't figure it out.
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Shout it out, it's football time, hog fan. Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Please don't break my heart, you know you can. Your schedule's something else to bear. Texas LSU's on there. The Utah Utes game will be oh so big. Georgia's gonna do their thing. Will we hear all the bluebirds sing? I hope it doesn't come to that whooping. Tennessee, Tulsa, A&M. Can we get any one of them? Maybe slap Missouri around UD. Silverfield cannot get no sleep. There's nothing he can do to keep from crying when they call it out. Woo pig.
Everybody, come on.
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Football time, hog fans.
Woo!
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Please don't break my heart, you know you can.
That little, you do it twice to the song.
Yeah, you have to.
That's a warble?
Yeah. I just try to follow the original as best I can.
Someone says here.
I put it out there, and I make pretty good money doing it.
From the 501, awesome job. OMG, Roger, I need a towel now.
Well, for what? Am I crying? I hope it's because you're crying.
So he says, wow, I started driving. Tears. I started driving 90 when Roger's song started playing because that's what we're going to win by.
Yeah, come on. What? Oh, stop it. Is that Neighbors? Thanks, John.
Jack says, I keep picturing recording Roger recording in a blonde wig with huge fake jugs. I'm not sure why.
Did you video that? Because that's exactly what I was doing. But those are mine anyway.
What a great theme song for the week, Roger.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see here.
Did you watch the E.T. special last night on Dolly? Oh, it's fantastic.
So you have your one hater that always text messages you, Chris.
He kind of reminds me of, like, Trump, doesn't he?
Does Chris lame? Did he Google it? Chris lame. Well, everybody calls him Chris lame. Everybody's like,
he's very Trump-like in his in his insults. It's kind of funny.
Oh, we love
Chris lame, but we don't like him, actually. We talk about him all the time. Can't get him out of my head.
Someone says, UNLV and Memphis had one hell of a game. I missed that. I wish I had. I guess I forgot about it. I fell asleep. I can't remember. 661-1037 is the number. My wife and I got paired up with Amalo and his girlfriend at Top of the Rock in Branson. Great young man, horrible golfer. I told him I hope he is better football than he is golfer, that is. So there you go. That's his name at UCA.
Who are you talking about?
Who's the quarterback for?
Oh, Donovan Amalo.
Amalo. Yeah. You might have been out when I was saying. Yeah, wife and he got paired up with Amalo and his girlfriend.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. No, and there's really, I think it'll come out throughout the season. Great story about Donovan, just, you know, his girlfriend's family and what they've done for him and just his return to UCA and how they were such a big part of that. And I just think it's incredible to have him back.
A couple things as we go to break here. Someone says, can y'all make Drive Time Sports play Roger's song? You know, they started doing that last year. By the way, I failed to mention.
Exactly.
There is now a weekly segment brought to you by Farm Bureau. I believe that's right. A new sponsor, Randy Rainwater, on Morning Mayhem, as he calls it, Morning Madness.
Morning Madness. Yeah. Yes,
it's incumbent upon him to play that to take up 2 minutes of his caller-driven show.
Someone says, "I hope the song doesn't turn into Whoa Pig, Whoa Pig."
Anything's possible.
All right, do not go away. Glad you're with us. It is game week. Emmitt Smith sold out today, but you can listen to it and watch it right here on the Buzz,
Arkansas TV,
Little Rock Touchdown Club. A lot of
Twitch. Can I watch it on Twitch?
You know, Justin and Phil get the pleasure of getting to interview these guys before they come on the stage. Really stupid idea for me to go. We're gonna bring it out, and we got you interviewing before we do it. But that's what we do. The kindness of me.
Great
to say.
Sponsor for that as and well. Great, Arkansas Spine and Pain.
That's right. Yeah. Great to have them. It was Arkansas Urology for many years. Now Arkansas Spine and Pain have taken over that, and they love it. But yeah, just thinking of the interviews they've had over the years. Yeah, it's been a heck of a deal. All right, do not go away. 7 o'clock.
Attention homeowners. Is your home insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your home insurance going up every year and your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several